In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are on Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 2. We are at the bottom of page 1. Volume 26, 516, 1929. My daughter, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? This is something that is so beautiful about the divine will. As you read the divine will, you have this longing to be close to Jesus. Jesus is actually speaking to you as you read the volumes. What Jesus dictated to Louisa, you are hearing from him. And he says, I will stand right beside you. I will touch your mind so that you will understand us. I will touch your heart so that you will love it. And this is what happens. We have a longing for Jesus. We want to hear him. We want to be near him. As you read this, as he speaks to Louisa, he speaks to us through Louisa. And what you're getting is a deeper understanding. He says, each word that I, the Word of God, speak is an infinite life, a divine life. So as you read this, and then, like, say, for example, you read a word, you can't be without me in volume 1. By the time you get to volume 36... It's true. We can't live without Jesus. We can't live without reading. This is life. Everything that he's telling us is a divine reality. And he's asking us to enter into this life. This is what the priest prays every day at Holy Mass. May we share in divinity. You know, he puts the drop of water into that chalice filled with wine. That drop of water becomes wine. God is asking us to be one with him in the most holy divine will. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? Now with Louisa, this was 100%. This is not a locution, not an apparition, not a vision. She was one with Jesus in reality. And there's only four people that ever lived this life. The life of the divine will, living in the divine will. That was Adam before the fall. Eve fell almost very quickly. She was tested and she fell almost very... She was enthralled by all of paradise. She was amazed at how beautiful it was and how perfect it was. And the devil was right there, lying to her, deceiving her. Adam was the only one that lived in it until he committed the original sin. And it's his fault. He could have redeemed Eve. He was a priest. He was the first priest. He was the Son of God, the first Son of God, if you want to say. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. See, there's not taking anything away from Jesus. But Adam was lied to, deceived, and he believed it. And he fell. What's amazing is then Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, was born of the Virgin, the second Eve. So the second Adam, the second Eve come to earth. Why? To begin the universal life again, the Catholic life. There's not going to be many religions in the new era. It's going to be the Catholic faith. This is the universal life that Adam lost. And this is why it's so important to be faithful and obedient Catholics, because Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. We want to repair that. And now, the fourth person who lives in the divine will, who lived in the divine will, is Louisa. This is the fullness of life, this universal life. Four people live this life. And now what Jesus is saying, I want to give this to the world. So who does he give it to next to Louisa? It will be the Holy Father. This is what we read in the the three appeals and the third appeal. You, Holy Father, must be the one who has the fullness. You represent, as the head of the church, represent the head of the divine will. You need a man and a woman, Adam and Eve, Jesus and Mary, Louisa and the Vicar of Christ on earth. He has the keys to the kingdom. So what God is doing with us is he's saying, I want to give you as much as you want or as little as you want this gift. You can have 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever you want. This is what I want to give to you. This is what I want you to possess. I want you to possess this gift. So the Lord is looking at us, and he's saying, just give your fiat and watch what I will do. So he says to us, through Louisa, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? This is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. This is why we go and look at our Eucharistic Lord, the prisoner of love in the tabernacle. When we go for exposition, there is Jesus Christ. We are looking at God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Again, it's not a time for, reading a book. It's a time for recognizing Jesus, adoring him and loving him and praising him, not with our adoration, our praise, our glory, excuse me, but to adore Jesus with his own glory, with his own love, with his own praise. See, this is the saints praise God with their saintliness, their holiness, the grace that God has given them to recognize him. What Jesus is saying, now I want more. I want you to enter into my divinity. I want you to become that drop of water into that cup filled with wine. And when in the world, listen to this, this is so beautiful. And when in the world, when they read these pages, when they read the book of heaven, when souls are given this book, and that happened. The book came out of the secret archives of the Vatican, and this is volume 26. No one had ever read that until 1996, February 2nd, the Feast of Presentation, when they came out of the Vatican. It was the first time that they read what Jesus says. He says, and when in the world they shall read these pages, you'll have the book of heaven. Now, for us, English speaking, because of a wonderful soul who translated a soul from Bari Foggia near Corrado, the person said that they could hear their grandmother speaking the same dialect. See, you have to understand that. The English-speaking word is not like the Italian dialects. There's one-third less words in the Italian dialect. One word could mean a number of things. So those that translate by book, a Italian dictionary, don't necessarily get the exact translation that Jesus taught Louisa, because he taught her in her dialect. So you have to have someone from the Puglia area in Italy who understands that dialect. The Roman dialect is much different. So when people read this, if they don't have that understanding of the dialect of Puglia, where Corrado is, it's hard for them to understand what Jesus is actually saying. It's like creatura. That's the one word that's really powerful. Creatura, the creature, was an expression of a little child who had fallen and was, scraped knees, was, a bloody nose, fallen on the ground. Oh, the little creature, pick up the little creature, help that little creature. That's what Jesus is saying. We are his little beautiful children who are wounded. All of us are. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. And God wants to restore us. So when you hear the, I remember one guy, this was years ago in the 90s, he says, "I am not a creature. I'm a human being." And I'm looking at it going, wait, it doesn't say that you're a monster. But then when you know the dialect, oh, there's a little child fallen, bleeding. Help him. So what does Jesus say? When it happens in the world, that's in 1986. This is in 1929 when he wrote this, when he spoke this to Louisa. When they will read these pages of the Book of Heaven, they, this is us, shall remain astounded in hearing of the long chain of my graces, my daily comings to you, Louisa Picaretta, and for such a long time that I have done with no one else. Now this is, the Lord is trying to show us that what he has done with Louisa is unique. He's done this with no one else. No one else heard these words. Not even Adam. Jesus says, the Book of Heaven is what I would have told Adam if he had passed the test. If he hadn't failed. And then Adam would have taught these to his children. But when Adam sinned, everything was lost at that point. Everything was gone. And he says, I waited 6,000 years. I came to earth to redeem mankind, and my mother came with me as the new Eve to co-redeem with me, with that co as with Jesus. Jesus is the Redeemer. But he brought his mother with him to help. To assist him. And he says very clearly, and now, 2,000 years later, we have the firstborn, the newborn. The one who is given more than what God gave to Adam. You have to understand this. These 36 volumes, God did not speak to Adam. Adam had the gift, but he wasn't aware of the depth of it. Louisa has the gift, but Jesus explained in detail, basically saying to her, go to your room and go to your bed, stay there, and do not eat, do not drink, do not sleep. She did this for the rest of her life for 64 years. The Archbishop says 70. What does that mean? We now have, as Jesus says, this book. And we are astonished. I was just reading, I read the calendar, and I was reading yesterday one of the passages, and I was just floored by how much God loves us. I was astonished of what he told Louisa and what he wants to give to us. This is so amazing. And for each person, it's slightly different. It's the same thing, but it's slightly different. Say, for example, we went to a dinner, and some people like fish, some people like steak, some people like, you know, vegetarian. God gives it all. Here it is. And some people who are vegetarians, well, I'll take a little piece of steak, or I won't get into this. You know, what other people do, like, who was it that said they didn't like greens? I hate greens. I don't like greens. You know, some people like Chinese food. Some people like, you know, Mexican food. This is what the divine will is. It's food. It's the first bread. And as you eat this, you go, wow, this is delicious. And you can say to somebody else, you want to taste this? No, thank you. Thanks anyways. I'm sticking to this. See, when we read, it's the same thing. God, we have different tastes. And God wants to feed us in our unique way, in what we like. You know, if you're a farmer or a fireman or a doctor and you're reading the volumes, you will read something that someone in your profession cannot see. And it's not because they're ignorant. It's, this is how God has made us. See, for Louisa, why he gave this to Louisa in its fullness is she was the little newborn. See, everything was beautiful. Everything was delightful. See, it's if we don't live as little children of the divine will, this gift of the divine will is far from us. It's the littler we are, the more we'll be able to embrace this. This is not for theologians. The theologians that I've taught, theologians that I've met, they have their specialty. Okay. Oh, I like this right here, and that's for them. If this book is for children, you read this to a child, and a child understands it. Why? There's no rules or regulations of, I've got to follow this, I've got to do that, I've got to make sure of this. It's like, wow. It's like taking a child for the first time in the summer when the flowers are blooming and showing them, look at this flower. It's like, wow, look at this flower. You know, it's just amazing of what God is showing us and what God wants us to know. So here it is. It says this. They shall remain astonished in hearing of the long chain of law, graces, my daily comings for such a long time that I have done with no one else. My long conversations that I have had with you alone, Louisa. See, Mary lived this. The Blessed Mother had this gift. She, as Theotokos, the Mother of God, she never left this gift. But Louisa's the first one born of original sin. This is why he says, I've done this with no one else born of original sin. You are the first, Louisa. Of course, my mother has had this because she was the Immaculate Conception. She had this from the beginning. He says, the many teachings I have given you, Louisa. Now, you have to understand, what he's given to Louisa, he's giving to us. The many teachings that I've given to you. And everything was to serve the kingdom of my divine will. You see why we want to be with Jesus? We want to be reading these volumes? Everything was to serve the kingdom of my divine will. The more that we understand this, the more that we read, the more Jesus speaking to us. Remember, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths. He will remind you of everything that I have said. That is the book of heaven. That's what Jesus said 2,000 years ago is in our hands. As much as we want or as little as we want. Often or frequent or few times a day. As you read this, everything is to serve the kingdom of my divine will in each and every one of us. See, we are so important to Jesus. This is what you have to understand. We are so important to Jesus that he did not give this to the saints. They were to learn how to do the will of God. But Jesus is asking us how to live in the will of God. How amazing is this? How astonishing is this? To live in the will of God that only four people in the universe ever lived. Adam, Jesus and Mary, and now the newborn, Louisa, who's given more than what Adam possessed. Adam fell, and God couldn't teach him this. Louisa was obedient. What did God say to Adam? He said to Adam, very, very, very interesting. He said to Adam, do not eat of the tree of the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden. And Adam failed. What did he say to Louisa? Go to your bed and stay there. Then he said more. I don't want you to eat anymore. Then he said more. I don't want you to drink anymore. Then he said more. I don't want you to sleep anymore. When you look at what Louisa went through, the daily crucifixions that Jesus said she went through. It's completely astonishing. He has found someone who obeys. He has found someone who is faithful. Let's look at us. We go to confession each week. Why? Because of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. That was not like Louisa. So Jesus is saying, I want to give you what I gave to this little newborn. Read this. Study this. Put this into practice. Here, listen to this. Ah, Louisa says, I felt the irresistible need to resume to redo with you all the conversations, to give you all the graces of the teachings that I would have given to innocent Adam. Do you see he's saying that's there? God says, I felt the need, the irresistible need to resume to redo with you all the conversations, to give you all the graces, to give you all the teachings that I would have given to Adam if he did not reject the precious inheritance, divine inheritance of my fiat. So Jesus is showing us he would have said this to Adam, and Adam would have taught us this if he didn't fail. So our Lord is, he's got so much to show us. And what does he do? He gives it to this newborn and says to Louisa, write this down so I can give it to everyone. Who has he given the book of heaven to? It's you and me. It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not your neighbors. It's not your coworkers. It's not your parishioners. They do not want this. And that's what Jesus said. That was one of the things I read the other day in the calendar. He says, I have called everyone by name to have this gift of the divine will. And he says, so few respond to me. We look at, you have the book of heaven. This is, Jesus calls it the testament of the kingdom. He calls it the testament of love. He calls it the gospel of the kingdom. And what he says in Matthew 24, I think 14, he says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the end can't come. And that, it's not the end of the world, but it's the new heavens and the new earth. It's the new era where the devil's going to be gone. No more sin, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. That's what's coming. How? By this book of heaven, with these truths, with these teachings, to help us repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Because Jesus says the majority cannot live in the divine will at this time. Their human will is so strong that they can't. You have to be that drop of water, the drop of nothing, entering into the cup filled with wine. That drop of water fuses and diffuses, and it's no longer a drop of water. It becomes wine. Do you see what Jesus is asking of us? Go to your room, close the door, and pray. What's that mean? Read. Study this. Listen to Jesus. Listen to him speak to your heart, your mind, your soul. But Adam broke my speaking, and Adam reduced me to silence. And after 6,000 years of silence, I, God, felt the extreme need to resume my speaking with the creature. Again, the creatura, the one who is broken and bleeding. That is us. So he says, he knows our situations. He knows our woundedness. He knows our sufferings and our sacrifices. He knows how to bring a complete restoration of man. And that's what he's asking. I want to speak to each and every soul who can say fiat. Those are the souls who have the Book of Heaven. Those are the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven. I know a lot of people have the Book of Heaven, but it's just collecting dust. You know, this would be something to do, you know, as a New Year's resolution. It might be difficult. It might be difficult. But, you know, as those that are third order Benedictine, we're called to read at least a half an hour a day. That's the promise that we make as third order Benedictine oblates of the divine will. And if you want to become a third order Benedictine oblate of the divine will, that can be arranged. Don't worry about that. It's a promise that you really make to Jesus and Jesus makes to you. It's entering into a new era while on earth. It's really amazing. But one of the things that you could do is to focus on the calendar. That's the majority, 10 pages a day. I remember the other day I read it was only one day. Jesus spoke only one time on that day. Sometimes it could be up to 10 pages of reading that day, but 10 pages is really nothing. But to enter into it, to read and to become absorbed into this word of God, Jesus Christ. It's so amazing. He says, and when they come to know, this is what God is saying to us. When they come to know what the will of God means, the great good that the divine will can do, and now the only thing that most interests us, the triune God, is to place the rights of our divine fiat in safety. Okay, what does that mean? This book of heaven, as you read it, God places within each and every one of us the rights of the divine fiat in safety. It's stored, it's restored in a human born of original sin. Everything's going to be made well. He says this, how the only thing in the most that interests us, the triune God, is to place the rights of our divine fiat in safety, to make it reign in the human again. So to see everyone divinely happy in our most holy divine will, not with human happiness, but with our own divine happiness. They shall no longer be surprised in reading in these pages in this book of heaven the great things that I, God, have told you, Luisa Picaretta, and I have done in your soul, Luisa Picaretta, because I will do it in their souls as much as they want or as little as they want. Do you see what Jesus is doing? This is a new beginning for mankind. It is really a new beginning. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to just give our fiat. How great is our God to restore in us the universal life that Adam lost. To restore in us the true life of Adam, the new Adam, Jesus. The true life of the new Eve, Mary, in us. To give to us even more than what God gave to Adam. Adam did not have Jesus and Mary as his Adam and Eve. So Jesus says, this is such an amazing gift. This is such a beautiful gift. This is such a powerful gift. Adam couldn't take it. Adam lost it. So I will do it as the new Adam, Jesus says. And I will teach the newborn, Luisa. My mother will do it as the new Eve and teach the newborn, Luisa. And it'll all be down on paper. And then it will be up to each person who has the Book of Heaven to read and study and to put into practice as much as they want or as little as they want. 30, 60, or 100-fold. You have to understand there's no limit to this. The only thing that can limit it is you and me by not reading, by not studying. He says, I want this to be everything for you. Why do you think the religious communities are falling apart and the number of priests are limited, the difficulties that are happening even in the Vatican? Because Jesus says, I'm wrapping it up. The kingdom's coming. We're all done with this. Now we got to enter into the new. So as Jesus taught the apostles the kingdom of redemption, and they went out with divine zeal to the world, to all the world, what we have now is Jesus teaching us the kingdom of the divine will. This is sanctification. And he's saying to us, do I see any divine zeal in you? Do you, like he said right from the beginning, he says, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? Well, you cannot be without the book of heaven. Because that's what Jesus said to Louisa. The book of heaven is me, Louisa. It's not you. It's nothing to do with you. You're just the secretary. You're just writing down what I'm dictating. He says, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. But who is Louisa? She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. And God is using her to help us receive from God what he gave to her as much as we want or as little as you want. Jesus says, look what I have done in your soul, Louisa. I want to do this in all the little children of the holy divine will. I want to do this in their souls. I want to bring them to the life of the divine will, to live in the divine will, as I did with you. As I live this, and as my mother lived this. As Adam lived this before the fall. Four people live this. And he's saying, now is the time when everything's going to be restored. Now is the time where everything's going to be repaired. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. Everything's going to be restored. Why do you think Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno, it's going on 42 years. 42 years ago, time has now come to an end. Was she joking? As the Protestants say, when Jesus was at the Last Supper, this is my body. He wasn't really saying the truth. It was figurative. Nothing really. This is my body. This is my blood. Take and eat. Take and chew this. Crunch it in your mouth. Eat this food. He was only joking. No, it's like when the Protestants say, when Jesus said to Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. And upon this rock, your faith, I'm going to build the church. And you, Peter, rock, Cephas, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Oh, he was only joking. So Our Lady comes and says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. And what does she say after that? She says, my children, who Jesus says she's marking all over the world who her children are. My children. She says, are going to live in the beatific vision. See, we don't belong in time and space. We belong in the kingdom, where there's no time or space. We belong in eternity. And she says, the devil and his children. Again, there's two sets of people. There's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, where God says to the devil, I will put enmity between you and the woman. That's the Blessed Mother. Between your children, Lucifer, and her children. There's two groups here. We don't know who's on what side. We can usually say someone who is doing evil acts are on one side, and those that are doing good acts are on another side. We can usually see that. But there's always time for repentance. And we pray for everybody that they repent. We pray for everybody that they have Jesus as their Lord, their Savior, their Master, their King, their God, their all. We pray for our family. And Jesus said, see this, he says, you do what I want to Louis, and I'll do what you want. What do we want? What do we want? You know, you love your family. And you can see very clearly that some of them are very, very far from God. Some of them are very, very far from the church. Jesus says, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. Okay, so what does Jesus want? He wants us to live in the divine will. That's why he says, be attentive. That means to read. Read these writings. Be attentive to what I, the Lord God Almighty, has dictated to Louisa and wants you, that's us, to read, to study, to put this into practice. So he says, everyone will be happy in our divine will. Everyone will have God's happiness. Jesus says that. I want to give you my joy so that your joy will be complete. On the contrary, they shall say, for a divine will so holy and that has done everything, it was right that there be such a display of graces for so many sublime teachings in the one, Louisa, whom it was to make the first deposit of its kingdom. So, okay, we see this is what Jesus wants us to know. Why do we go to Louisa? He says, I have centered everything in you, Louisa Picaretta. I want you to possess this gift. For a will so holy that has done everything, it was right. It's a divine right that there be such a display of graces, of so many sublime teachings in Louisa, the one in whom it was to make the first deposit of its kingdom. Where is the beginning of this kingdom found? It's found in a human, born of original sin. Do you see what God is doing? He's restoring mankind. This is the prayer we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. This is the book of heaven, found in the book of heaven. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. Why? So that you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. Renew, repair, redo the face of the earth. So that the kingdom can be reestablished. So to, listen, this is the next part. So to make us comprehend the divine will, we go to Louisa. So we can comprehend this divine will. It's found in Louisa, given to us, to love the divine will, to long for the divine will. Again, that's exactly what Jesus said at the beginning. Don't you feel how you cannot be without me? When we have the book of heaven, when we're reading the book of heaven, we are with Jesus. When we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you know, people say, well, I want to read my volumes then. Well, I mean, exposition. What I say is, yes, but read a line and then look at Jesus. Look at him in the monstrance and adore him and love him and praise him. Thank him and glorify him with what he just taught you. Yes, read, but look at him. He is right in front of you. Line by line, you can go through this. And I can guarantee you, there'll be some lines where you cannot stop focusing on Jesus in the monstrance. You're looking at God. And then you're beginning to praise God with His own divine praises, as Jesus praises the Father, as Jesus praises the Son, the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit praises this Jesus, as the Holy Spirit praises the Father, as the Trinity praises themselves among themselves. This is not human. We enter into this life that Adam lost, that Jesus gave to Louisa, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. We enter into this life like that drop of water into the cup filled with wine. We enter in with nothing and we become everything. One with God. And it's not us. Remember what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, God will have the greatest saints that have ever lived in the history of the world, history of the church. And he says it's nothing that they have done. It's what God has done for them. This is the book of heaven. And like I said, maybe the New Year's resolution this year should be, let me start with the calendar, the January calendar, and read every day. What will happen is you will read all 35 volumes by next December. You wouldn't have read volume one because there's no dates there. Dates happen way in the back of the volume one. But you have read all 35, and then if you want, on some days where you only have one reading or two readings, maybe start with volume one too. One as well. and read this. You know, volume one was written after volume two. When volume two was written, her spiritual director says, "How did you get to this point? Where?" And that then she sat down and wrote volume one. This is what happened to get to volume two. To get to where I am now. So that's why you have the 36 volumes. So what's happening here is we want to comprehend this gift. We want to love this gift. We want to long for this gift. We want to long to be alone with God every day. Alone with Jesus every day. Reading, studying, and putting this into practice. God has given us so much. He loves us so much. And what does he say next? Therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? Read. Be attentive. Read this. Be alone with Jesus and read this. Be alone with Mary and read this. The new Adam and the new Eve. Through who? The little newborn, Louisa. Because this, Jesus says, is about giving a divine will its rights in you and in me. The little children of the holy divine will. Jesus says, be attentive, read this, study this, put this into practice, because this is about giving a divine will its rights, so as to render the work of creation complete. You have to understand this. I remember way, way, way back when, in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, we were reading some things, and the director said, you know, the angels are sealed, you know, the powers are sealed, you know, the sealed angels are very powerful. You know, each angel is more than all the nuclear weapons going off at once. There's so much power there. And when they are released, there will be the creation, the completion of creation and redemption. We haven't seen anything yet. When these angels, when they are released, when the power is released for them, when God says go, the devil's going to be driven into hell. What happens at that point? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. No more suffering, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. That's what's coming. What is that? That's the kingdom of the divine will. We have it in our hands. Jesus says, be attentive. It is about giving a divine will its rights in you and in me to render the work of creation complete as what God wanted from the beginning. This is what we're going to see. You're going to experience it. Your spiritual life is going to change. What's coming is so magnificent that you will always be praising God with His divine praises, as God praises Himself. That's what's coming. It's not human. It's divine. He's asking us, He's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. He's asking us, He's pleading with us to let Him be the Lord in every aspect of our life. Why? So that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.